Mm. Bishop Odeko told a story long ago. I heard this. He said that not now. I'm telling you more than 15, 18 years ago, long ago, a man called him and said, "Sir, God said I should give you 2 million naira. And that you personally, the ministry, I can't remember. Say, when can you come to collect it? Bishop said, if God didn't show you the road to my office, get away. Drop the phone. If God is the one that spoke to you, better look for my address. For me to come and see how I come and collect. Now, not today. You know, one of the reasons why I love Bishop Odeko, if people don't know, you can criticize some of the things he does, that's your problem. But I've been hearing him preach for a very long time. Financially, he was less than 0.5% of what he is today. But he has said the same things. That's what impresses me about him. You can say now, yes, now. To me, that time he. But you call him and say, So God said you should send me money. And I should look for how to come and collect it. Are you sure you're okay? If it's God, better ask him for my address. Now, I want to add more to it now. And if you call this number again, you'll become poor. He didn't say that. I'm the one who asked him that one. Why? Because in heaven, I have you, O God. Therefore, on this earth, I don't have any desire to be connected with anybody. Is that desire I'm addressing? That is the thing I'm addressing. That's that desire. That's how faith works in prayer. When you are walking towards prayer, it's God. Listen, it's me and you. Not Lord, oh please. Help me to be able to see the Vice Chancellor. Lord, help me to be connected with the governor. God said, I can't answer those prayers. Let me say it again. God uses people like that. God will connect you with people, but let him do his connecting the way he wants it, when he wants it, in such a manner that you are not a slave to anybody. I remember once, the place where I used to work after my youth service, a private hospital in Lagos. The man was the deacon in Winners. So he used to hear me talk. He saw the way I moved, the kind of things I did. The man was like, no, this young man, what are you doing practicing medicine? You should be in ministry. I said, God, we are coming. And one day, so he would go and meet Bishop Odeko, but he had access to him. And be telling Bishop about me. That there's this young man that works for him, my God. You know, I can imagine the kind of thing he would be saying. So one day he went and booked an appointment. So he came to the office and said, hey, Bishop is looking for you. That Bishop David Odeko. What have I to do with this? So I'm serious, he booked an appointment. So that day, finally, I packed, dressed up, and went to Winners Chapel, 8 o'clock in the morning. I finally saw Bishop at 4 p.m., entered the office. In fact, that day, I saw somebody, one lady I knew from university. She said, okay, she's one of the secretaries, asking me many questions. Finally, I just looked at her. She don't talk plenty. I said, Edna, you don't recognize me. She looked. I said, Banky from Uniben. Pastor Banky. I said, okay, I don't fat or small. I don't blame you. After that day, that one, she took up the case. Yes, no. So when you are moving, and they say, no, please let him come. So took me inside and I sat properly where important people will sit. You know, that kind of thing. Let's make a long story short. As I began to speak with Bishop, one other minister, a lady, came in. So I excused them. By the time that one left, and he and I have now finished our discussion on the corridor. So we're just talking. So at the end of the day, he now said, okay. Now, I had nothing to say, actually, because it was not my idea. It was somebody, so I just tried to talk nicely, how he has been a blessing and all of those things. And because I used to listen to Bishop a lot. But at that time, if I laugh, you would think it's Bishop that was laughing. Now, I'm not joking. One day I was in Benin. Somebody said something. I was with my friends, Emeka Izzy and Uche Ibuku. When they room, but just so I said, he said something. I roared with laughter, which is, look at him. Which was my best man when I got married. He said, look at him, sounding like Bishop Odeko. I sounded like him. That's why I used to laugh that time. I didn't know I'd picked up Bishop that much. I know I listened. Oh, God, Bishop was a tremendous blessing to my life. I respect that man forever. Please respect him. Don't let any newspaper be telling that he's buying jet. Better let God bless you so that you too go buy sheep if necessary. Don't join all those ignorant Judases. You know, anytime a man of God prospers, Judas will say, we can give that money to the poor. You forget that not every man of God is a TB Joshua who will carry video camera. A man of God is giving out rice. Amen. Real men of God, when they do their good deeds, they are not nobody. There's only one you want to deceive the whole world that you'll be doing that. Yes, yes, he has given to the poor, to the needy. Right now, they are drinking like a Sarah. My wife knows what I'm talking about. And nonsense. If you know the kind of, if you know ministries that stand because people like Bishop Oyedepo are alive, you'll be shocked. If you know many people are eating, going to school because they are alive, you will be shocked. TB Joshua can't do a quarter of that kind of good works men like Bishop doing a year. He can't do it in a lifetime. The only difference is that he's not a Pharisee. So listen, God bless you that level. Those men are good men. Amen. I saw one lost human being who said he went to hellfire and saw men better than he will ever be in hellfire. Yeah, so maybe I read one of those nonsense around. The man said, go to hellfire. I saw Archbishop Benson that was like, Archbishop is in heaven. I saw him there. I don't let anybody be deceiving you. He says, I saw Bimbo Duka. I said, she's in heaven. You want to know? She's in heaven. A woman went to heaven. Praise God. And when I reach there, I will look up. Sister Abim, where are you there? People will just be deceiving you. People who don't like, you know, they are envious of some people. They'll now be dreaming their bad dreams and seeing people in hellfire. Some people will go to hell properly because they went to hell before. They already know the road. I mean, the Lord is good, Joe. What am I trying to explain? Look, no, that man was a blessing to me. Now, let me get back to my message. You know, I haven't forgotten the reason why we're talking. Pastor Banky, I better control yourself. The Lord is good. Anyway, so at the end of the day, we finished gisting and everything. He now said, okay, that school of ministry is coming. That was the first school of ministry. He said, I should come. I should see him then. So I brag about once in a while that the first school of ministry, I went on a personal invitation from Bishop David Edeko. Personal invitation. Amen. Amen. But this is what I'm making. I went for most of them then until I left Lagos. And those things were tremendous blessing to me. We used to go from morning till night. I used to leave my house around 6 o'clock, get there by 8. It was quite some distance from where I was staying at the Diaraba. I would get back home around 10, 11 p.m. Next morning, I'm back again, 3 consecutive days, every quarter. It was a tremendous blessing. When I got there that day, I remember, I said, this is why God just linked me with this man to come for these meetings. At the end of the first day, I looked. I saw Bishop in front. Edna was there. There are people I knew. So what am I going to look for him for? I came here to learn. I'm not looking for connection. There's nothing Bishop is going to tell me that I won't hear from here. It was the day I showed up. It was just meeting of him and his pastors. And I joined. And I learned that day. I came casually dressed. Shared the word with everybody. I mean, I learned and learned and I continued learning. Personal connection to lift me up in ministry was never necessary. No, it was never necessary. That's why I'm telling this whole thing. Someone said, keyed into that. What do I need to key into? What the man is doing is teaching. He said, Kenneth Hagin blessed him. The day he went there, he and Kenneth didn't even see face to face like I saw him face to face. He just started in the congregation. And from there, an anointing jumped into him. That is what matters. That's the point I'm trying to make. In heaven, I have God. On this earth, I don't have any desire to be connected with anybody. If you tell me Miles Morrow came to town, I will go there, like that time he was around. That was about 3 years ago. He was around. I went there, listened to him, took jottings. If I ever approach him, I didn't then, but if I was ever allowed to approach him, I would have only gone there to say, sir, you have been a blessing. I didn't know you were coming, but here is $100. I'll put it in his hand. I know he's a multi-millionaire. He flies a private jet all over the place. But if I knew he was coming and planning to see him, I wouldn't go there except to give him $100 or $500 or $1,000. Whatever it is I can put together, I give it to him. I won't tell him my name. I walk away. What I'm going to become in life, I will be. I don't need any connection. You must get that point. Who do I have in heaven but you? Upon this earth, I desire no other. Is that desire I'm talking about? Listen, you have that attitude. That's what James said. Pray in faith. That's what faith is. Pray in faith. Ask in faith, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Listen, in life, I told you, connections, anybody God connects you with, ask yourself, how can I be a blessing to this person? That's what you need connections for. That's the kind of connection you move towards. Somebody you can bless. You say, he's rich. You think money is only about giving? Giving is only about money? Listen, what is his name? Lester Sumrall. He said before the war broke out and he had to leave London and go back to the U.S., he went to, of course, last London. He was there for a long time and located this man, Smith Wigglesworth. He found, you know, many of you have heard of Smith Wigglesworth, powerful hero of faith. But as an old man, the man was actually alone. People did not know. He wasn't lacking money or anything. But sometimes every day he would go to his house and go and sit down and keep the old man company and they would be talking. Wigglesworth always used to look forward to his coming. He was a small boy, maybe in his 20s. Yes. This was before the war. That was around 1939, 1940. All right? Lester Sumrall died maybe about 10 years ago or so. I'm not so sure now. It was 80-something, so you can work it out. It was maybe about in his 20s then. So every day, then finally, there was instruction, so he had to leave UK and go back to the US. So he went and told the man, sir, I'm going. I think tears dropped from the man's eyes that this young boy was going. So he asked him to kneel down, and he poured all the grace, all the prayer that he had left, poured it on him and allowed him to go. You wonder why men like that succeeded. You think it's only money you give to people? It's not only money. The man was, in fact, one man wrote a book, Heroes of the Faith. Smith Wigglesworth's daughter married a missionary in Congo. All right? And I think it was, Lester Sumrall writing the book, Heroes of the Faith. He said, one of the things that God, you see, the way God judges, I told you, you don't know. You have to open your eyes and be careful. He said, one of the things that God will reward that man for in heaven was that he allowed his wife, now listen to this, he's a missionary in the Congo. He allowed his wife to go back home and go and stay with the old father. That's one of the greatest things he ever did for God. Ah, it's not funny. You would have thought all the miracles, all the preaching in the jungle. He needed his wife badly, but he knew Wigglesworth was old and was alone at home. So he told the wife, please come and go back home. Go and stay with daddy. The Lord is good. What am I explaining? You can be a giver to anybody. Are you getting my point? Therefore, when you are thinking of connections, think of how you can be a blessing. The connection that will bless you, you are not allowed to think about it. Because David said, in heaven, I have God. For that reason, on this earth, I don't desire to have anybody else. That is, I don't have that. It's not a desire. I don't want it. I don't pray about it. The David that was saying this, how did he become king? Yes, we know Samuel anointed him. But go and read the story. Men came to make him king that God had appointed him to be. I've reasoned about it. David was a very smart warrior. Calculation and all of that. When it comes to physical fighting, he wasn't too tough. He was just very smart. I've reasoned about it. But on his right, he had men that even he was afraid of. Joab. Go and read your Bible. Read it between the lines. Joab will do something. He said, this son of Zeruiah will not kill me. And he won't say anything. Your call Solomon, say, that guy, you know you are wise. You know how you handle him. That was what he told Solomon. No, you are very wise. And Joab knew. Joab used to dare things nobody else would dare. The king gave an express commandment. Nobody should touch Absalom. Joab went there and killed him. The point I'm making is this. To make David king, the kind of people that God gathered around David, they were fearful. Go and read it. After Goliath, how many giants did David kill? Some of those boys, when they are bored, they look for giants. They're not going to look for giant trouble. No, that's the kind of human being that you're dealing with. A man pursue lion. Lion fall inside pit. Maybe you leave him there. The guy said, oh, you fall inside pit. And they come. He come on shed. On a day that snow had finished falling, he jumped inside the pit. So yeah, me and you, you can't go, I can't go. The guy, no, those are the kind of men, the men of David, people that God surrounded David with. And they will finish describing them. And they said that one was very strong. So David put him in charge of this, but he did not attain to the three. He had these three people who lion killers were small boys where they were. So I can just imagine David may have been about my height. Not very tall. Smart guy. Not very muscular. You know? But his brain was correct. He knew a lot of things. But when he's walking, when you see the men around him, it'd be like 300. You know, if you've seen that film, 300. Yes. Those are the kind of people that follow him about. Everybody knew grace was upon him. All you needed to do was look at the people around him. You knew grace had to be on this guy. I don't have time to tell you, look, some of the men who left Saul to come and follow him, the Bible says they used to slink at a strand of hair with their stones, all right, and not miss. And they could do that with the right hand and with the left. No, go and read that. I think 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if I'm not mistaken. Go and read it. They wrote those things there. If I'm not mistaken, let me just get it right. The Bible said these are all the people that came to David until they were a large army like the army of God. But none of them did he beg. That's the story. None of them did he beg. He will sit down. Go. Joab will come in. Somebody wants to see you. Then they will show up. Good morning, sir. These are my brothers. These are our servants. How many of you? We're like 700. What do you want? We just want to know whether anybody has offended you recently. So he said, Joab, form a company of men for them. Do this. They are part of his army. God sent men to come and enthrone David. This was the same David who said, who do I have in heaven but you? On this earth, I desire no connection with anybody else. God said, fine. Now let me now manifest myself in your life. Hey. Oh. The Lord is good, though. Believe me, he's good. Listen, I want you to understand something. God is good. The Bible says he is good to those that wait for him. Men don't wait for God. They are running up and down too much. You know, you see the way it is. I heard your uncle. You ask somebody, where are you? Yes, that's my uncle. He finally came to the village. I'm going to see him. Why? You want to go and meet a man because he's a senator and you're looking for contract in Abuja. Is he expecting you? No. But I know that once I can connect with him, those doors will open. Listen to me, you are not walking by faith. I've heard all kinds of stories and people say it. And they use it to tell stories. You have to be careful how you analyze things. I've heard people say that, listen. If you want to fly, always fly business class or first class. That's where you meet people. That's where you meet this person. That's where you meet this person. That's where you meet this person. Let me tell you simply, as a Christian, please don't think like that. If you want to fly business class, let it be because you need to fly business class and you have the money to fly business class. Hear ye the word of the Lord. If you want to use to scheme to meet people, you will lose more money at the end of the day. Those relationships will not bless you. Let me tell you, this will interest you. Now, please, you must understand my story. I'm not trying to use it to... I'm not contradicting myself, because initially you think, you know, contradicting yourself. A man in this city... It was, and that's his business. He had to see the minister. You know, I don't know what I get what I'm trying to say. It's not as if he was looking for connection. You have, let's assume now that you are supposed to do something with power industry. Maybe you have a job, and the thing is dependent upon government something. So, all right, let's go and see the power minister so that he can sign our papers. He wasn't like looking for connection. I hope you get my point. So he was on a plane. So he sat down beside the current governor of Imo State, Rocha Sokorocha. He just bought his flight. He normally flies business class. He's not pride. He has the money. And that's how he flies. So he entered the plane. He sat down. There's a man came in, and Rochas took the seat beside him. He did not arrange it. That's his life. Amen? Uh-huh. He has reached that stage. So now so along the line, they started talking. They didn't know each other before. They were meeting for the first time. Who are you? I'm Susan, the president. Okay, what do you do? I do this. Okay, that's nice. What are you going to do? I'm going to Abuja. I'm supposed to say, I want to try and see the minister. You know, we have some things and all of that. I said, okay. So they were just talking. So the guy said, no problem. So Rocha said, don't worry. I will help you. When we get there, I will introduce you to him. I know him. I'll introduce you to him. So I said, thank you very much. And that's a man who believes in God seriously. I know the man I'm talking about. So when they finished the conversation, so they relaxed. So Rocha just turned around and said, Honorable Minister, this man wants to see you. He didn't get it. While they were talking, the minister was sitting right behind them. The man going to look for the minister didn't know him. The big man had come to town for something. And so he just stumbled into somebody. And that one said, you are going to Abuja for something? And say, yes. Okay, I will help you now. I'll introduce you to the minister. I know him. I know him very well. You know, these are big politicians. So after the discussion calmed down, the guy just turned around and said, Honorable Minister, my friend here wants to see you. That is, he didn't plan. That's the point I'm trying to get you to understand. He wasn't scheming. He was just traveling his normal travel. His business was for today. We have to see this man because he's the one that's supposed to approve this thing that we are doing. And God just located the minister on the same plane at the same. Now, some people would now say, hey, that's why you should fly first class. Listen. You see, I told you, if you have that desire, are you getting my point? It's when you won't get anything. They will go and put one Jaguda on your side. Who will 419 you out of your plane ticket? Listen, God will connect you in his own season. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
He will. His own was so much that when he reached there, he had to enter official car. His own people waiting for him had to go empty. But he didn't scheme for it. Are you getting my point? Yes. In the course of your business, you will meet people. You know, please, you must get what I'm trying to say. There's a balance. It's not just that, is that person important? Yes, I don't want to see him. No. That's not what I'm saying. If you're supposed to see people, what do? You see them. But you don't scheme, that's what I'm trying to say, for connections. The man I'm talking about, that's why he will never give, he doesn't give anybody one night. You know what they call bribe? One naira. You know they give. One naira. One ton naira. You know, multi naira. She's been a coin now. One out naira he ain't giving you if it is business. He can dash people money. He can do many things. But when it comes to kick me back, the guy go kick you somewhere where you not like. You get what I'm saying? Because in God, in heaven, he has God. Therefore, on this earth, he has desired no one else. It's so important you understand this. When James said, ask in faith, that's what he said. God will use people to bless you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
He said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. I don't know what I think it was Sunday Bakari, if I'm not missing the story. The day God wanted to bless him financially, it happened, I don't know how, why, I think maybe it was the leading of the Spirit. He drove down to, I think, Sheraton and waited. And the Holy Spirit said, you should go there. Please, this story may not be very accurate because I didn't hear it from his mouth directly. Well, while waiting, he didn't know what he was waiting for. Or maybe something led him there. He just saw one white man being harassed. So he walked up there and said, what is the problem? He was just trying to help somebody who was in need. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know why he was being harassed. Those are security men. And I said, okay, see, I'm a lawyer. Okay, I'm his lawyer. Okay, so he just took over the matter and started helping somebody who needed help for the sake of helping somebody who needed help. that man happened to be a very important and big businessman who immediately retained him as his lawyer. I won't tell you more than that because I don't have all the details of the gist myself. But that was when God began to pour financial blessing upon him. It was somebody he didn't know from anywhere. He just saw somebody in need and said, let me help you. I told the story of one of my friends. He was driving in Enugu here and his phone rang. And the man on the other end introduced himself. And my friend said, either you're a 419 man or today is the day of salvation. And the fellow said, he mentioned the name of the MD of one mortgage arm of a big bank, one of Nigeria's top banks, you understand? So that man gave me your number. My friend said to me later, he said, this was a job we pursued in that place and nothing came out of it. They wanted to do a job for that particular institution, but nothing came out of it. But God had registered his name. He was driving here, so the man said, please, Susan, so person, give me your number. I have an important job I would like you to do. Can you come to my house? He just told the man, no problem, sir. He said, what? He didn't tell the man was that I'm in Enugu, your house is in Lagos. He didn't say anything. He just drove to the airport, parked his car there, bought a ticket, jumped on the first plane he could find, landed in Lagos, rushed to VI in Sharp Sharp. The day was telling me the story, he just called me and said, hey, I've been sending me Kingdom Word account number. I want to send an offering. I said, what's here? He said, I'll just see later. See, that was the man. He said, dashed him 200,000 naira for keeping him waiting. He told him one day to come and see him. So while he was waiting, the man came and said, please, I'm coming. But I just said, I'm coming. So he went with some policemen. They had some issues. So when he came back, he had kept the man waiting and some local government officials. He just called this my friend and said, what do we do now, those guys? I said, God, no, if you just find them 5,000. The man said, 5,000, that's too small now. The man went in, said, this is how the man will come out. Carrying money like this. Just said to those guys, 20,000 naira. For keeping them waiting for like 2-3 hours. After they left, deep in the pocket, gave my friend 200,000 naira. Sorry, don't be angry. I kept an important man like you waiting. Then my friend called me and said, oh boy, I beg, send me King Norwood account number. I need. By the time they finished the job they did for the man, I was in the U.S. The guy said, let him send man of God offering. Send me $400. Because when the man wanted to pay, he said, sorry, I hope dollar is okay. I hope you guys don't mind. We don't mind. How can we mind? Which kind of mining is that? How can we mind? The kind of nonsense mining is that one? I can't remember. That was 20 or 400. He just called me. I said, okay, don't worry. Give the money to my wife or this is my account. Just pay this to reflect on my MasterCard. So the man just said, okay, they don't mind. So he paid them in US dollars when they finished the job. So the guy just comes and says, oh boy, I beg, man of God, how do I send you some offering? Then I was in the US. Why did I tell the story? On this, in heaven, I have God. Therefore, on this earth, I do not desire to be connected to anybody else. But when God wants to bless me, he knows how to call a man of his purpose from a distant country. My friend was driving here when his phone rang. And somebody said, what they saw him was that, look, if you want a man who can do this job and do it with integrity, that is the person. The man referring him did not give him a job. Let me tell you something. If you have God, say amen.
Amen.
You don't need anybody else. You don't. God will command his blessing. You know what he said to Elijah? He said, go to Zarephath. That's in Sidon. I have commanded a widow to bless and to take care of you there. I don't know what I heard that word. I have done what? I have commanded that widow has no choice. He will take care of you. She will take care of you. Don't worry about it. That widow is going to ensure that you are comfortable. So when the widow was talking like this, Elijah said, don't worry. The food is enough for all of us. I don't know whether you get my point. The widow was talking like this. Yeah, Master, you know. I said, go and make my own. The food is enough for all of us. And it's going to be enough for a very long time. Because God said he has commanded that he should take care of me. Listen. Put your eyes on God. And you will find somebody who he has commanded to take care of you. And when they will do with joy. Nothing attached to it. No pressure. Not as if everything I've done for you, you can't forget me. Now, these are not people who were sent by God. I'm talking about how faith works in prayer. I've used all of this to explain the principle. When you're heading towards the place of prayer, that's it. You don't pray about anybody, you pray about your needs. Knowing that only God can meet it. Not the people around that you think you know. I told a story before about one young man who was always, he wanted to get an admission to the University of Nigeria. I think it's UNN, yes. He had tried everything, he didn't know anybody. Finally, one day went to the market. There's one man who sells books there, who he knew, used to buy things from. Now, this story may not be completely accurate again because it's a second-hand story, but this story is just the way it happened, but I may miss a few points. Like, the man is selling books. Maybe it is palm oil he's selling. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't know. But he said that the man went to the market. Maybe he's not here. Maybe it's Suka, but whatever it is. And I think it's in Suka somewhere. So the man said, why are you frowning your face? What is going on? That this year wants to pass. He was hoping he would gain admission to university. And this and this. And you have your papers complete? Yes, sir. So the man was looking like, what is the issue? He said, is that what the problem is all this while and you never told me? Like, what in concern this man selling something inside the market? University admission. So the man brought out his motorcycle, climbed the back, groom. He rode to the vice chancellor's house, parked. Hey, Fred, how now? People were looking like, what is going on here? Yeah, this small boy, he's saying his admission in your school, I beg. What can you do for him for me? He happened to be no primary school childhood friend with the vice chancellor. So your vice chancellor doesn't mean that I can't call you by your first name anymore. I may be in the market selling something small, but I know the vice chancellor. That's how the young man got his admission into the university. The last place he would have thought help would come from. That's why David said, he said, will I lift up my head to the hills? He said, no. My help comes from the Lord. No, that's some people don't read it properly. He said, my help comes from the Lord. That is, you are lifting up your head to the big man. You are lifting up your head to the rich man. You are lifting up your head to the governors. You are lifting up your head to those who you think are connected. He said, my help comes from the Lord. That young man's help came from a place he would never have imagined. What's my message to you today? Trust God and don't worry about the rest. I said, trust God and don't worry about the rest. A young man came one day. There was one blue striped shirt I used to wear. I said to people then, if you touch the shirt, you know it's not the quality of shirt my wife normally blesses me with. No, my wife makes sure I look nice all the time, you know. But I always used to wear that shirt with pride. You know why? It was the way the shirt came. Once I was preaching on radio. You know what you see and how people hear it? Now Holy Spirit, they make up your mind. I said, blessings are spiritual. The spiritual controls the physical. One young man said, when he heard it, I entered into the realm of the spirit. How he did it, I don't know. And he called his blessing to come down from where it is hiding up there. The following day or so, the young boy just finished school. Following day, his uncle called him. He wasn't expecting a call. His uncle called him from Canada and asked him how he was doing. They talked a bit. He said, what would you like to be? Would you like to be a pilot? The boy said, yes, uncle, no problem. He said, okay, I'm going to send you forms and all of that. Then when you fill everything, you come over to Canada. You are going to a pilot school. And I was the one who preached that message on radio. So before the boy traveled, he came from somewhere in Delta State where he was hearing Cosmo FM. Stopped in Onitsha, bought two shirts. And came to Kingdom World to come and look for me. And he gave me those two shirts. I gave her one, I wore the other one. They were not very expensive, but I wore that shirt for a very long time. Because of the story. That shirt, my wife remembers the shirt. Bold blue stripes. Anytime I wear a blue jacket, I just wear it on it, I don't wear a tie. Why? The boy was he just looked up to God in heaven. Send us help from above, for vain is the help of man. And he got a phone call that changed his life, changed the course of his career, his academics, and everything. Listen to me. You must have that in mind. That's the first thing about faith in God. That's what it is. It's the first thing about faith in prayer. Knowing that your help comes only from above. It doesn't come from people around you. God can use them, but you must not desire any connection with anybody. Don't take the glory from God. Let him do it the way he wants to do it. I hope you've got my point this afternoon. Let's just bow down heads and just give the Lord thanks. Just say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Just thank him. Just say, my help comes from you alone. Say, Lord, say to him, say, Lord, you are the only one I have in heaven and on this earth. I desire no one else. Say, Lord, you are the strength of my heart and you are my portion forever. Say to him, Lord, you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Say, Lord, you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's verse 26 of that particular psalm. That's what I'm quoting now. He said, Lord, you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You are the only one I have in heaven, and besides you, I desire nothing, no one on the earth. I'm not striving for human connection because I have you alone in heaven. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we have prayed.